K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm coming to you on a chilly Saturday in Kansas City. Saturday, a couple hours before. I'm recording this tennis episode before. A few hours before the divisional round kicks off right here in Kansas City. The Chiefs. The Chiefs look for that three-peat. Well, it begins today for them in playoff mode against the Houston Texans. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here when this comes out. This probably end up coming up around this afternoon. So hot, fresh off the press, women's tennis, first time listening to this podcast, Purple Project Podcast, this other Kansas State podcast, all things Wildcat Sports, Wildcat Nation out there. And obviously, I'm also recording this prior to Dylan Sunflower Showdown, K-State, KU, and Lawrence. We'll see what happens there with basketball, obviously. We'll have postcasts of that come out tomorrow night after the final divisional round game with the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens. There, a monster showdown there. Meanwhile, the K-State women's tennis team there got their first win of the season yesterday. 5-2 over SEC opponent Arkansas at Indian Wells, Palm Springs, California. Of course, the K-State women's tennis team getting it kick-started yesterday. I think it was either Thursday or Friday, one of those 2 days. But anyways, this is a big deal because they got a couple wins in day one, and now you get a solo win in day two against Arkansas. So, hey, let's... Women's tennis figures, let's join the K-State basketball, women's basketball team in winning some matches for a little bit there as well. Huge. So the Cats hand Arkansas their second loss already in 2025. Marlogo C and Charlotte Keto both won consecutive doubles as matches as a pair. They beat Grace O'Donnell and Annette Koskal. 6-2 in the number one spot match. Meanwhile, Veronica Kukova and Julia Maria Santos in the number two double slot did also well as well in their matchup as they beat Katrina Pekovalov and Lithia Nagande 6-4. So Jordan Smith says, women's basketball, K-State women's basketball team, I'll W some wins. Give me some of those wins. I'll take some of that right there. So, K-State women's tennis team with a little bit of a statement. Yeah, they were picked 10th in the conference. I talked about that in the weekend preview show, which is already weekend preview episode, which is already up from yesterday. Go listen to that first there as well. And also a new pairing for K-State women's tennis. That in the duo of Teresa Pokovov and Zaylee Morris could not hold it down, unfortunately, in their match there as they lost in a close match against Katie Ferguson and Jimena Gomez Alonso 6-4 in the number three spot there as well. So Kettle, going back to her real quick. Hang on a second. Kettle. Yeah, she was the only Wildcat. Charlotte Keto, let's just revert to who we're talking about here on this episode of this podcast. Charlotte Keto was the only Wildcat to battle into three sets in a singles matchup facing O'Donnell in the number two slot. While Keto dropped the second set, she came out in the third set there, winning the match overall 6-1, 6-4, 6-0 there. Marlogo C, we're going to call it that from now on. Bounce back after facing the Cyclones on Thursday, defeating Ferguson in a low-scoring match there in a sweep. 6-1, 6-1 in the number six slot there as well. Santos and Kukovov were also winners in this matchup as well. 6-3, 6-3 in both of them as well as Kukovov swept Gomez in number four spot there as well. Junior Santa Karagandhi fell short to Costco in the number one spot there. So your number one person lost there, but everybody else had some success there as well. Garagandhi, 6-4, 6-2. Or I should say, 6-2, 6-4, and then in a similar spot there to Morris, Zaylee Morris losing to Bekevlov They're 6'2", 6'3", there as well. And I'm actually going to get this out here immediately, actually, because Cajun Tennis wraps up this tournament out there out west in California and Palm Springs out there. Again, once again, we need to be thinking about the people in Los Angeles right now, dealing with, unfortunately, some difficult times right now with the wildfires. So prayers out to all of those that have been affected by that situation. 2:30, first serve, 2:30 later on, and they're going to be taking on KU. So how about this? So hopefully, somewhere today, we're going to have some success. Can K-State Women's Tennis have that momentum against KU? Let's find out. And, of course, before that, you got K-State Men's Basketball Team taking on Kansas as well. That kicks off Dillon Sunflower Showdown Saturday. And then the Women's Tennis Team out west, taking on KU in to conclude the, gosh darn it, the duel in the desert there, the tournament out there. I was looking for the title of it, but there as well. Jordan Smith, gotta be proud because, again, you know, this is a big statement coming from K-State Women's Tennis. Yeah, K-State Women's Basketball right now, 11th ranked in the country, or the top dogs right now in the campus. Ain't damn right so. But how about Women's Tennis getting it done? Jordan Smith, following day two of the Duel of the Desert, cool. I was really happy with our form today to win 6 out of 9 matches against a good team like Arkansas. Was a great response by our players. We told our team that we needed to treat this week like a conference tournament and buy in for 3 days in a row. We bounced back well today, but we'll need to follow it up again tomorrow, end quote, which means today when they conclude against Kansas. Remember, they played Iowa State the first day, got a couple wins out of it. You win day two, you knock off SEC opponent Arkansas out of Palm Springs. And now, can you beat your in-state rival out west? We'll find out what card unfolds for K-State Women's Tennis later on this afternoon. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or not have a chance to record Kansas State content. Folks, tennis, indoor track, underway, folks. We're going to hear about that this weekend along with, of course, men's basketball. Taking on Kansas in a court in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. And then, of course, tomorrow, you have the 11th-ranked basketball, women's basketball team, ladies basketball team, as I've been mentioning throughout this episode, hosting Arizona State. So definitely you want to stay up to date with your K-State sports athletic podcast. This is the place to do it right here. And of course, don't forget about our channel over on Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. GREER over on Podbean. Yeah, I almost left that out. Go download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, for more bonus Wildcat content. We have 3 current episodes up there right now, and I might hop on to give some content. We'll see what happens throughout the rest of the day. Playoff football later on this afternoon, all that other good stuff. So K-State Athletics going crazy this weekend in the playoffs, resuming in the NFL. Also kicking off later on this afternoon with the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Houston Texans at Arrowhead. That's going to wrap things up on this Women's Tennis edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It's a cold one out there. Stay warm out there, folks. Stay safe. Pro Project Podcast continues. Cats.